There's a cartoon making the rounds on Facebook throughout the Arab world. It shows five familiar faces. Three of them have large red X's painted over them. Ben Ali of Tunisia, Mubarak of Egypt, and of course Gaddafi of Libya. And in the cartoon, a man with a can of red paint and a brush approaches two other photos, Bashar Assad of Syria and Ali Abdullah Saleh of Yemen. The message is clear. These two are next. Samer Shahada teaches Arab politics at Georgetown University, and he says Assad and Saleh are paying very close attention to events in Libya.
The death of Gaddafi and the fall of the regime is clearly worrying to them, and there are thousands, if not millions, of people who want a similar fate for Bashar al-Assad in Syria and Ali Abdullah Saleh. There have been protests with millions of people demonstrating for months now, and of course, what's happened to Gaddafi has certainly energized the protesters. Another Arab despot has met his fate, someone who was in power tyrannizing Libyan since 1969. Hmm. So incredibly, incredibly important.
Sam Ashada, it occurred to me when I saw those brutal, gruesome images of Gaddafi dead that those images are also being seen in Syria, right?
I think they've seen those images on television. They've certainly seen those images on the internet, and we have seen references in the protests that occurred afterward to Mr. Gaddafi and his fate, asking, is Bashar al-Assad and is Ali Abdullah Saleh next, or really, when will their times come?
And if one were to put themselves in Assad's shoes in Syria, he's got really two options. He can either flee or crack down even harder.
Well, of course, he has another option, which is to either give up power or to flee to Saudi Arabia or some other country, or really to withdraw the Syrian armed forces and engage in some kind of a serious reform that'll produce a fundamentally different Syria with human rights and democracy and elections and so on. I think that's unlikely, but certainly that option is there. And I think if Mr. Assad wants a fate that is not that of either Zain al-Abidin bin Ali, Mr. Mubarak in a cage on trial in Egypt, or Mr. Gaddafi brutally killed, then that would be the best option for him.
It's been a remarkable year in the Arab world in North Africa. Tunisia, Egypt, Libya, Syria, and Yemen now await their fate. What happens from here? I mean, are Arab societies fundamentally changed?
Well, I think it is the case that there has been a fundamental political change. But I think what it shows, really, is it dispels the old claim that somehow the Arab world was exceptional, that somehow the Arab world was inimical to democracy or ideas of freedom and justice and so on. No, I think the whole world has seen that people from Tunisia to Syria to Yemen and elsewhere want to live in dignity, want freedom, do not want dictators ruling their lives for decades. I think that's what it shows, and I think there's no going back.
Samer, the Arab Spring, the so-called Arab Spring, the uprisings throughout the Arab world have really captured the imagination of the American public. A lot of optimism about what can be in the Arab Middle East. Are you optimistic?
I am optimistic in the medium and long term. Where I'm a little bit less optimistic is in the short term, because there's no guarantee that the process of getting to fully consolidated, stable democracies is going to be an easy one.
It's going to be messy.
It's going to be very messy. And we're seeing that already in places like Egypt with the violence recently against Egyptian Copts, or the somewhat confusing and large number of political parties that have emerged in Tunisia. They're holding elections now. So certainly it's not going to be a smooth road to democracy. But I think the era of individual tyrants being in power for decades, Muammar Gaddafi since 1969, Mr. Mubarak since 1981, Ali Abdullah Saleh since 1978, I think that era is over. And I think that that type of politics is no longer acceptable, no longer even tenable in the Arab world in the future.
That's Samer Shahada. He's a professor of Arab politics at Georgetown University, talking about the Arab Spring and the future of the region. Samer, thanks.
You're very welcome.